It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Having overthrown their autocratic leaders, several Arab nations now face the question of how to govern themselves.
One of the toughest questions is the role that Islam should play in crafting new laws. Secular or moderate groups hope to leave space for democratic debate rather than clerical rule. That's especially true in Egypt, which has a large Christian minority.
This morning, we'll meet a man who prefers a different path. He founded a group dedicated to replacing Egypt's constitution with this simple declaration: Islamic law will govern all. That would be the whole constitution. NPR's Leila Fadel concludes her reports on ultra-conservative Muslims known as Salafis.
I wish to have a Muslim country. Why not?
Hisham al-Ashri is a firm believer in the strictest interpretation of Islamic law. He dismisses his critics as unbelievers, even those who are Muslims.
They are against the religion of Islam. They don't want Islam in the country, even though that they carry Islamic names.
Ashri meets us at his office in downtown Cairo. The small rotund cleric is a high-end suit tailor. He started in Brooklyn, where he lived for over a decade. Under former President Hosni Mubarak's autocratic but secular rule, people like Ashri were afraid to preach openly. Ashri was detained briefly on suspicion of being a terrorist, a common accusation against Islamists. In Mubarak's day, even growing a beard too long or going to the mosque too often was enough to land you in jail. He's establishing a vice squad of sorts, whose members will roam the streets advising people they think are breaking Islamic law. When Ashri first spoke about the group in local media about a month ago, a lot of Egyptians were outraged, especially when he said that all women, Muslim and Christian, should cover themselves completely unless they want to be raped in the streets. Here's a local TV host responding to Ashri's ideas.
Egyptians don't need anyone to teach them their religion. They cover their hair, grow their beards, or go to prayers because they want to, not because someone's ordering them to.
Egypt's highest religious authority has called Ashri's vice squad destabilizing and wrong, as have other religious figures. Ashri tells me those who criticize him are un-Islamic and against Islamic law, known as Sharia.
Whoever fights Sharia law, that means he fights Islam. He fights the religion of Islam, the rules of Allah.
He's been misunderstood, he says. His group is not violent. It's simply providing a service for the people. After another television interview here, he got quite a few death threats, but also a lot of support, he says. He sees Saudi Arabia as a great model of a Salafi state. It's a country where women have few rights and the anti-vice police has real authority. Egypt, with its nightclubs and more permissive culture, is a far cry from that Arabian kingdom. Many here are deeply religious, others are not. What worries some Egyptians about Ashri's mission is it's potentially destabilizing. Even Salafis who are working to break the intolerant stereotype of their community find his rhetoric damaging. In our interview, Ashri makes many questionable assertions. All women must cover their faces, hair, hands, and bodies, he says, because that's what God wants. But then he adds this.
Medically, it's been proved that the woman flesh, you know, if they will be hit with the sunrise, right? Some women getting skin cancer in just 1 week.
He thinks opposition leaders like Mohammed al-Baradei, the Nobel laureate and a Muslim, must repent for advocating liberal democracy in Egypt.
But I am against democracy system.
But you voted for the president and the parliament, I tell him.
Well, many times you have to do things that you have to, right? Even if it's haram, but you have to.
He did what is forbidden or haram for the greater good, he says, voting for Islamists. Islamists, he says, who promised to bring about a Muslim nation, but failed to deliver. Although he doesn't believe in democracy, Ashri says if Egypt is becoming one, then his right to free speech must be protected.
That's their morals, to give everyone the right to choose whatever he wants. So they have to accept me.
Leila Fadel, NPR News, Cairo.